with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 709 Brock Hunter.
Hey.
Yeah, hey. Welcome to it. Plan B morning show on a first Friday. Feels good. Feels real good. Feels real nice. Feels tasty. Anyway, we're going to keep removing. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump, pump it up.
Pump it up.
Pump, pump it out. Well, before he was The Rock, Dwayne Johnson was Dewey.
The Can you smell?
Or is it Do You Smell?
Do You. No, it's Can You Smell. Well, anyway, the wrestler turned movie star is coming clean about his embarrassing nickname. During a TV Critics Association Zoom panel, the star revealed his first nickname. He says he got it when he was 6 months old. His mom asked his godmother if his diaper was wet. Her response, no, he's just a little Dewey. And the name stuck until he became Rocky and then The Rock. So even Dwayne the effing Rock Johnson had a dorky nickname at some point. That makes you feel a little
better. He got a nickname. Yeah, is what you're
Dewey.
Saying.
Oh, little Dewey. It's hard to believe that anybody would. Could you imagine going up to Rock and the Dwayne the Rock Johnson? You'd be like, hey. Hey, Dewey, and then watch him rip your arms from your body.
Right, beat you with him.
Yeah.
You know, hey, Dewey, you want me to check your diaper?
Yeah, hey, Dewey. Hey, are you little Dewey down there? And then he murders you because he can literally do it with his bare hands. That guy is scary big.
Did you have a little accident there, Rock?
Hey, Dewey, are you a Dewey Rock there? Yeah, and then he just beats you to death. I would never call him Dewey, never. I'd be like, hello, Mr. Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, sir. How are you? Is there anything I can get you? A Diet Coke, a full chicken, I don't know, like whatever
here's
you
what's
need.
Amazing. Here's what's amazing about The Rock. How can somebody get effing muscles on top of muscles on top of muscles? Dude, that guy is built like an action figure.
Yeah.
My He-Man doll from the 1980s. Isn't close to what The Rock is in real life. It's amazing, dude.
He takes a gym. He, like, builds his own gym on the movie sets he's working on. And the guy gets up at, like, 5 in the morning, does a workout, then goes and acts, and then comes back and works out again. It just sounds exhausting.
You know what he does with that gym, too, when he's done with the movie? He eats it. He eats the gym and moves on.
So what are we going to do with all these weights? Don't worry. I'm hungry. I'm going to eat it. So, yeah, don't call Dwayne The Rock Johnson Dewey because he will murder you. He will murder you. Well, apparently this summer is going to be full of cicadas. Can you do a good cicada noise? That wasn't good. I shouldn't have asked.
No, that was terrible.
Well, billions of these noisy little bugs that come around every 17 years or so are expected to surface in May in states east of the Mississippi.
It's just crazy. This is craziness. So I think it's between 17 and 25 years. One of my buddies looked this up the other day, and we're due. And I remember when I was a kid it happened, and we were in Indiana. Dude, it is wild.
Yep.
It's all you hear.
Yep.
And there's trillions of these things. And you know what's scary? They come from the ground, I think.
Yeah, I think they burrow out of the ground and then fly everywhere.
Like land on the trees and then they
weird bug, man.
That's a weird thing, and they're huge.
Yeah, big old sons of bitches. Good thing they don't bite, though. Thank God for that. Can you imagine if they had a taste for human flesh? We'd be screwed.
Oh, my God.
We'd be screwed,
I'd be terrified. So we were at the campfire one time at my parents' house, and one flew in and landed on my back. Dude, I swear a bird hit me. That's what I turned to the wife. I'm like, I got something on my back. Somehow I kept it together. I knew it was a cicada. I got something on my back. Dude, she took off running.
Honey, is there something on my back? You're dead. Yeah.
As soon as I heard her reaction, I did the same thing. Get it off.
You know, and for any of you motorcycle drivers out there, do not ride, because you take one of these cicadas to the forehead while you're riding your motorcycle, that thing's going to go pink mist, as Hunter would say.
Take your head off.
Wait. How did John die? Dude, he took a cicada right to the dome while he was riding his motorcycle. Oh, God. Yeah.
Just, blew his arm completely off his body.
His head exploded. It was insane.
He hit by 50 cal? No.
No, cicada.
Cicada
at 70 miles an hour on your motorcycle.
Damn.
You're dead. You're dead. Oh, my God.
That is terrifying, though, man.
Yeah.
So watch out. Like a billion of these things.
Yeah. Bugs from, like, the Bible are coming out again this summer.
Well, Triple E doesn't sound so bad when you got a billion cicadas flying around.
Good God. Yeah, why couldn't they eat mosquitoes? That'd be great. That'd be great. Lastly, I know we talked about not getting sleep because of the cicadas, but you need to try because apparently power naps are good for the brain. I've been saying this for years. Yes. Researchers in China found that people who nap in the middle of the day, even for as little as 5 minutes, helped improve their brain function. Snoozing for up to 2 hours helped improve memory, awareness, and even speech, and is believed to help prevent dementia. I will never feel bad about taking a nap, ever.
Take a nap. I'm going to go take a nap after this break.
Dude. You know, and there's times people are like, are you taking a nap? Like, yeah, I'm sorry. I want to have a healthy brain, you know? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know,
when I take a midday nap, too, I instantly hit REM sleep.
Oh, dude.
I'm out, man.
I usually like a nice carb-heavy lunch, and then, dude, I just, hey, me. Yeah, it's great.
See, that's one advantage of doing radio in the morning, my friends, you know?
Yep.
Radio guys can take midday naps.
You just got to make sure you put earplugs in so your wife doesn't bitch at you. You know, at least you can't hear it. You're taking another nap? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Especially now with the quarantine thing, when I'm working from home.
She's sitting there slaving away and you're...
So this is what you do all day? Yeah. No.
Honey, could you not type so loud? I'm trying to sleep here, okay? You don't hear me clacking away in the middle of the night when you're sleeping, right?
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Could you not type so loud? I'm trying to take a nap here on my little foldable red and blue mat. Do they make those for adults? Nap mats? God, those
nap
are the,
mat, right, the right. Least hey, bring your nap mat
thing,
over, Brock.
The least uncomfortable thing. Mm. They just, that's how they made us nap as children. I don't know if kids have it any better today, but for all you youngsters out there that think you got it rough, we had to nap on these foldable blue and red mats on concrete floors like a prison cell, all right? It was terrible.
How do we even sleep? It was a room of like 30 kids sleep. How did that even happen?
Yeah, it all started the same way. All of us. You'd be laying there on your stomach like giggling, looking at your buddy like, there's no way I'm going to sleep. I'm not doing it. I'm staying up and then out like a light.
All of a sudden, somebody in the corner. and the whole class light up.
The teacher's sitting there pouring whiskey into her coffee cup, just trying to get by. Oh,
Miss Lippy over there in the corner. Right?
Oh, teachers need recess too. All right, teachers need nap time too. So there you go. That's your morning dump. We're going to be back with more. It's WIRX.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rockwell.